I've had salted, beef a long time ago, but I can't.
I bet it was dry.
I think it was dry, but I can't. That's a long. I can't even remember. I remember my father and I went to a place where a fellow had a smokehouse. And, well, I guess it was smoked. And how did they do that a long time ago? When they,
well, they'd kill a beef and you see, there wasn't no such a thing as freezers and a place to keep it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you could, you know, the first day I believe was day before yesterday, the first dog day, mm-hmm. the 40th then.
Mm-hmm.
Goes out the 5th day of September. That's the 40 hottest days in the year,
mm-hmm.
supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
40 of the hottest days in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they could kill a cow out there, and they'd strip that up mm-hmm. and go out there and build a scaffold out there in that hot sun.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd salt that beef. Put it out there on that scaffold and put a smoke. See that smoke? Them flies couldn't get nowhere about that smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cured out, dried out, get all the water out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd take that and sack it up. See, it would keep
mm-hmm.
indefinitely mm-hmm. whenever they done, when they got it dried like that. And then they'd slice that up and fry it. That's some of the best red gravy you ever seen in your life, and the beef
mm-hmm.
would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the stew part, I didn't care anything about that dry. It was,
mm-hmm.
it had a little bit too rough a flavor, but that, all that you could fry, it wasn't called steak if you dried it, it was just dry beef, but all the frying part, just like they had about a hog, you see, you take a hog, a ham, you cut all your meat off, and then you boil your bone and cook something else, season, some peas, or some kind of vegetable with your bone, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same way, that was the same way about beef, only you didn't season no vegetables with no beef.
Mm-hmm.
Now beef positively won't season no vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I never did try it, but I seen it try it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was chewed out just like meat,
mm-hmm.
hog meat.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of vegetables would your mother cook? Or your grandmother?
Well, all kinds. You see, the seasons come in.
Mm-hmm.
As the seasons come in, now they set out these collards
mm-hmm.
in the spring of the year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they'd grow up pretty good stalk. Well, they'd shed off every leaf would drop off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave the stalk standing up there.
Mm-hmm.
When fall come, they'd go there, they'd clean them out and fertilize them. And
mm-hmm.
they'd go to putting out again.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd make heads as big as that basket there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, they knowed how to fix them. Now, that's what they had in the winter. They
mm-hmm.
had them collards, they had turnips,
mm-hmm.
and rutabaga, all kind of leaf vegetables is what they had in the fall. Well, in the spring, they'd go to setting out onions and cabbage and tomatoes and all such like as that, all
mm-hmm.
the summer peas, they'd go planting peas and pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkins, cashews, they made mighty good pies, you know.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of peas would you have around here?
Well, they didn't have as many kinds as they got now. They had what they called a regular old cornfield pea.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had several different crowders, and they had the black eyes and so on like that. The black eyes have been here since I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them got called them cross-eyed peas.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lady finger.
Mm-hmm.
Come up there, you know, and just make this like a your hand, they call them lady fingers.
Mm-hmm.